But wait, there's more!
High Mystery.
Oh, what? Oh, I forgot about YouTube having advertisements.
We're gonna have to reboot
this one. We're gonna just pretend like you never heard any of that.
Damn you, YouTube!
Don't worry. I think I know what this mystery is.
Welcome to I Mystery.
I don't know if we can do that.
It's too late. We did it, Colin.
I guess you did it.
Oh, so we don't get a groan when Leanne does a Russian accent. The moment I throw a Jamaican accent in there,
yes, shit hits the fan. Yes.
Adrian Brody got kicked off of SNL for doing this.
Well, I'm not Adrian Brody. No one knows who I am. So. Yeah. If you haven't guessed, this is High Mystery. This is a podcast where we talk about mysteries and get high. I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Robert.
I'm Leanne.
Proudly presented.
Today we're going to smoke some weed, and then I'm going to tell you about the mystery of Bob Marley's death.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
This is not what I thought it was going to be.
Well, there you go. The weed we're smoking today is brought to us by...
I got a King Palm. It's filled with Jack Herrera and animal cookies.
And I have a high hemp wrap, just the original flavor, nothing special. And it is filled with Pineapple Express.
Which one are we lighting up first?
Mine, yay!
Do it!
Light that blunt. On to the mystery. So, for anyone out there listening who doesn't know who Bob Marley is,
right?
He's a Jamaican singer and songwriter. He's considered one of the pioneers of reggae. His music increased the visibility of Jamaican music worldwide and made him a global figure in pop culture. Started out with the group The Wailers. Yeah. And then in the 1960s and 70s, he converted to Rastafarianism. And for those who don't know what that is, I'm going to give very brief description. You obviously like to sum up a religion in like a sentence. It's ridiculous. But it's an Abrahamic religion. And it's been classified as a religious and social movement. And it's based on a specific interpretation of the Bible. It has one God referred to as Jah. And he became known as the Rastafari icon and sought out to infuse his music with a sense of spirituality. And then the big pop culture thing is, you know, he was a huge advocate for marijuana.
Yeah.
Because they thought the burning bush was weed. And also one of their tenets is growing your hair. Like it says in the Bible that you shouldn't cut your hair at some point. And so I guess that's where dreads and stuff come from.
That's like one area of where like dreading comes from. If we want to get into like the history of dreadlocks, like, you know, it's like the earliest human hairstyle. Romans did it. Greeks did it. Many cultures did it. Oh. It's just like one of the easiest forms of like a hairstyle that you can do.
Tristan has dreadlocks.
I do.
It's true.
You are listening.
So, What I knew and what most, you know, people know of his death is that he was diagnosed with melanoma, which is a kind of skin cancer. Mm-hmm. And so after the doctors found this thing on his toe that he got supposedly from an injury playing soccer.
I have heard the story, yes.
So the doctor wanted to amputate it, but Marley didn't want to. Again, he's a Rastafari, so the religion has a thing about amputating being a sinful act. And so the reference is Leviticus 21:5. They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beards, nor make any cuttings in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just never a good idea to put religion before your health.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel like, you know, you could, there are ways of making both harmonious.
I suppose, yeah.
So also there's a thing where they don't acknowledge that death is a possibility, and to think that it is to make it certain that it will come soon.
Mm.
And that's one of the reasons they believe that he didn't write a will. Is, you know, because he didn't want to, like, prepare for death, because that makes, you know, if you believe in energy and, like, mm-hmm. you focusing on it and thinking about it, like, you know.
The guy had so many kids, too. I mean, like, how are you going to divvy up all your stuff among all your kids? Just might be like, you know what? I don't want to deal with who gets what.
Someone's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Divide it evenly. Just, that's easy. Just split it.
Sure. Hey, I mean, I'm not Bob Marley's lawyer.
Yeah, right? I mean, he was also pretty young, right? When did he? What age was he when he passed away?
He was in his...
like early 30s, mid-30s, something
yeah,
like that?
He wasn't very young.
37?
Sounds yeah, I'm familiar. I'm thinking in near around 40. I don't know.
36.
Okay.
Young enough that you might not be planning out your will.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't have a will. Jinx.
I've got one, but it's just a handwritten note.
It's just a handwritten note?
I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess.
It's I don't know if it'll better. Hold up in court, I gotta say.
If I have nothing else, then yeah.
But it means all your assets will be eaten up.
I mean, what if your only assets are that, are said note, you know?
Yeah. You take this note, throw it away for me.
Jeez, I'm really glad I was in his will. So I can throw away his trash.
How much is he paying you? I'm just a lawyer.
I require no payment. I'm just a lawyer.
Towards the end, Marley flew to Germany to get a treatment from Joseph Isles. And the thing about Isles is that he was a former Nazi soldier who had gained a reputation for his controversy cancer treatment, which appealed to Marley because it stayed within the lines of his religion.
Couldn't cut open the skin.
So what? He just like waved his hands over it and said like shabba dabba do.
He gave him a regimen of a strict diet and other holistic treatments. But clearly it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not around anymore.
That's the story that I know.
Or familiar
and,
with.
Yeah. Know and respect.
Yes. And so according to some reports, his final words were spoken to his son, Ziggy, and they were, "Money can't buy life." Something for us all to ponder.
No amount of gold will buy you a second more time, as Tony Stark says.
Oh, boy.
So, yes, here are the theories behind how he died.
Okay.
So, one theory is that Bunny Whalers had is that he was murdered by his wife, Rita, and his manager, Chris Blackwell, who wanted to steal $30 million from his royalties as well as the rights to his music.
Did they get the rights to his music afterwards?
Well, since there was no will, it did make deciding his assets extremely difficult.
Oh.
But this theory is dismissed by most. Like, this is like, maybe they ended up with more than he thought they should have or something. And
I mean, once you get millions of dollars, you should probably have a will.
Yeah, always leave a note.
Yeah, that's why I don't have one. I don't have anything. I had something that was in value.
To Colin, Leanne leaves her DVD collection.
I don't have any DVDs.
It is one DVD of Legally Blonde.
Several high school productions and...
What shows? I gotta know now.
Actually, my friends and I made movies.
Oh.
In one Moon High School, so they're feature-length films.
Oh, feature-length. 90
feature
minutes?
Feature-length, yeah. They've been cut way down.
I really want to watch
it. Yeah, well, you don't. You'll get tired.
90 minutes, wow.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
The first one was Jellystoners, and it was based on an Agatha Christie novel. And the second one was a mockumentary about what would happen right after Meatloaf died.
Oh.
And it was called Meatloaf. Bat Out of Hell because Heaven Couldn't Wait.
Was it a musical?
Nice.
It was.
Nice.
We sang. I mean, we didn't. At the end, the whole movie was creating this benefit concert to honor Meatloaf.
Wow. Beautiful.
At the Blockbuster near you.
Yeah, I would definitely want to watch the Meatloaf one. I would not get bored enough.
I in the Meatloaf one, I'm such a jerk. Like, I scream. That's my whole thing. I'm just screaming. And the guy who I'm screaming at is my husband, who loves me anyway. And he's just, like, being sweet. And it's pretty great, actually. I think you really love him, but, like, I'm not doing anything. I'm screaming. Yeah. So, yeah, we can watch it, I guess.
Maybe we'll digitize it and put it on the Patreon page.
Nice.
More content going on Patreon every day, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so the next theory, and this is the one that I've really gotten behind. After the information that I received, this is what I think happened. So, basically, due to his political stature in Jamaica... he was murdered by the CIA. I know you're not going to like this, Rob, because it goes against everything that you believe in.
See, this is what I thought the mystery was all going to be about.
Well, I tied it back in there.
Yeah.
And we all came around to
it. The CIA killed Bob Marley?
Yeah. I think at one time they attempted to kill Bob Marley. And
that's part of this first little part of it, yeah. So, according to reports, Marley was viewed by the CIA as the most dangerous black man on earth because his songs have the power to incite the people, which they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to some Bob Marley songs.
Yeah.
Jah Live, children, yeah. For sure.
I want to rise up. Power to the people, man.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord. That's the one I use every day, I think.
So here's the thing. The CIA actually made a couple of attempts. And their first attempt was at the home on Hope Road on December 3rd. Some armored gunmen broke in and confronted the musicians. After firing several shots, the men left. No one was killed, but Marley was shot in the arm. The gunmen were never caught.
What?
Yep.
This is known. This isn't like speculation. This happened.
100%. Was the CIA?
Yeah, they don't know that it's the CIA, right? That's speculative.
That part is speculative.
Yeah.
But
somebody definitely shot up the house.
Right. And,
two guys.
You know, with tactical
gear.
Tactical looking.
I mean.
That's just probably just to hide their faces. I mean, you assume that CIA can kill someone at point-blank range.
Yeah, if they want to. You'd think they'd make sure.
Well, the day of the shooting, there was this guy taking pictures for the Jamaican Daily News, and he snapped some photos of Marley standing next to the van by some trees, and there were some strangers in the background, And that even Marley was sketched out saying that it looked like they were scouting out the area.
We got scouts. I'm sketched.
That's right. And they had pictures. The prints, unfortunately, were too blurry to see their faces because they were, like, obscured by the trees or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they're stolen. The prints and the negatives are stolen, like, during their traveling to do shows and stuff. Mm. So it seems a little fishy that, you know, someone went through the trouble of stealing said evidence.
Yeah. You'd have to be the CIA to get in that kind of a pull.
That's right.
Be able to sneak in, extract the evidence, bounce.
And, you know, they're like a famous band. Like, it's not like there aren't shit ton of people surrounding them at all times.
There's always somebody smoking weed on the bus.
Sounds like a bus I want to be on.
Some people point to Edward Seaga instead, because at the time tensions were rising between people who supported the Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley and the Socialist People's National Party, who were sympathetic to Castro's Cuba, and Edward Seaga, a conservative Jamaican Labor Party, who were sympathetic to the U.S. And so Marley in the past showed his support for Manley, but to ease the tensions between the parties, he actually put on a concert to promote unity and peace, and that he didn't want to back anybody. But Manley moved the election to coincide with the concert, making it look like Marley was backing Manley, even though he wasn't.
Mm. So basically, it's not like Bob Marley's like president of the city council down there or anything. He's just a guy making music, right?
Right, but he has like the popularity and like the support.
Yeah,
but
he could have run for office.
He could have. But even when he goes to the show or whatever, he says, "I'm not supporting any particular candidate. I'm just here for peace and equality and whatever."
Right.
So I don't see why the CIA would have an issue with him. You know, why they would want to knock him out for his political standings.
Well,
it's just a guy making music.
This was...
yeah, but he has the potential to lead if he wanted to.
I mean, there are
he doesn't
people
want
that
to, though,
if...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we have a history of being afraid of strong black men.
Fair.
I mean, there are some musicians that... If they supported somebody, I'd probably be like, you know what, I like this band. I like what they're about. If they support this guy, then I'm going to probably vote for him. I mean, I'd obviously do my own research and whatnot, but it would definitely pull me in one direction. I didn't know about Bernie Sanders until a bunch of musicians started, like, playing concerts on his behalf.
Well, sure, but, I mean, they were all clearly in... support of Bernie.
Sure, yeah.
He didn't show up to a concert and say, hey, I'm not supporting any of these dudes.
Yeah.
I'm just here for peace.
But the optics of it, you can...
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not political.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I know what you're saying.
Sure.
But...
And even though he said he wasn't backing him, the fact that, like, they were, like, coinciding and stuff, like, the CIA isn't going to be like, oh, well, he said, so he's not a threat anymore.
Yeah.
They still are going to see it however they want to see it.
He's towing that line.
So basically that whole attempt on killing him at Hope Street failed. And so the theory goes that, you know, they, in this case, we believe them to be the CIA. When they failed at the Hope Road, they decided to take a more, you know, signature approach, a more, you know, covert approach. Mm-hmm. And so during one of Marley's shows, he was given a gift by a fan, Carl Colby. And it turns out that Carl Colby is the son of the late CIA director, William Colby.
He's Carl Colby, son of William Colby. They sound like a country duo or something.
But yeah, so he gave... Marley a gift of a pair of shoes, and apparently when Bob Marley put the shoes on, something pricked his foot. And he reached in and pulled out a piece of copper wire. Later that year, the same toe was the one that the melanoma started, and that spread to his whole body, and eventually his brain had killed him.
The quote, air quotes, melanoma.
Gosh.
Maybe the CIA injected him with little experimental control bots, and they just overtook his body. It was experimental. They thought they were going to get him as a puppet, and then just killed him.
Oh.
I mean, that sounds... That definitely sounds a lot crazier and more high-tech than this theory, because the theory is that, like, yeah, they just infected him with, you know, cancer, basically.
Yeah.
And...
How do you inject someone with cancer?
So basically, they think that the little wire contains some carcinogenic substances and bacteria to, like, cause the cancer. And then to ensure he would die, they had Izzel inject Marley with poison instead of the remedy. And the support for that is that Izzel's made an odd comment to Marley, telling him a story about a German friend who had advised Izzel not to treat Marley because he was the most dangerous black man on the planet. They like to say that for some reason. And then Izzel's was an officer of the SS and a colleague of Joseph Mengele, and had served jail time for manslaughter, but was then brought in by the CIA for employment.
Woof.
Another thing that points to the fact that that was a whole thing was that there was a source from a 79-year-old retired CIA officer, Billy Oxley, who made like a confession type of statement after being told he only had a week to live, and that he had worked for the CIA for 29 years as an operative with top level security clearance. And that he, you know, had carried out many such things for the CIA and was part of the operation to take out Marley.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
He had top clearance. He talks about it a lot.
Top clearance.
Hey, we want your burger medium or well done? You know, I have top clearance, don't you?
Yes,
oh, don't spit in his
we
burger.
All know, Mr. Clarence.
Okay. Top clearance wants it medium well, right?
So yeah, no one knows for sure what was the cause of his cancer, because he lived a very healthy lifestyle that to most would think, you know, wouldn't contract cancer or let alone, you know, die from it.
Mm-hmm.
We do know for sure that it started on his toe and spread through his body. And then he tried to do natural remedies and continue to live a healthy lifestyle. But whatever treatment he did get, it didn't work. And we also know that he was indeed a true revolutionary who taught the world many beautiful lessons through powerful songs and his actions.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Wow.
Yeah,
huh.
I didn't know there was foul play to his death. I just always thought, you know, you got cancer, you died.
Yeah.
but
yeah,
I did
like
know about the CIA attempt. I didn't think that they were successful.
I mean, to me,
mm-hmm.
it all seems pretty plausible. Like, I feel like this, you know, they looked into the possibilities of whether or not you could give someone cancer. And, like, it is possible. The fact that he definitely hurt his toe, like, that, those are all facts that,
yeah.
you know, and that's where it started from. And
you can definitely give someone cancer. It's confirmed. You could definitely prick someone with cancer and infect them with cancer.
I'm pretty sure you can.
I mean, I hope not. Are your coworkers bothering you? Give them cancer. God, I mean,
well, definitely, like, to the point where it, like, affects the immune system so much, and then.
Is there a mutant that can give you cancer?
I don't know about cancer, but there is one who's like one of the four horsemen of apocalypse, pestilence or whatever, and just make you sick. Yeah.
Yeah, because if it, like, generated at the same rate that a regular cancer would, it wouldn't be much of a superpower, but I guess it would be lethal. I mean, you're going to die in 3 years.
Maybe six with good treatment options.
I mean, isn't there like a martial arts punch where you can do that? Or you like punch someone and then like yes, 2 days, definitely. 3 days later, or whatever, their heart explodes?
That's in Kill Bill.
Yeah. I don't think it really exists.
No, everything that we see in movies is real.
You don't think Quentin Tarantino especially did a little bit of research?
I mean, that's from something before that, before Kill Bill.
Yeah, that's all I know it from, though.
I think it's in, like, Seven Samurai or something like that.
Naturally.
Naturally.
I mean, there's enough stories and legends that it has to come from somewhere.
It's true. But
or someone got punched, and then 3 days later they had, like, a heart attack, and they were like, oh, shit.
That guy's really good at that. Wow, what a punch.
Well, why would they be celebrating that they were... dying.
Well, they were just.
Wow, you did it!
They were just in awe. They were just like, wow. Oh,
so my last thoughts are, golly.
I don't want to go this way, but man, what a good way. I mean, I'll be remembered in some kind of way.
And it turned out that they just had some bum Tylenol. I had a headache earlier that day.
I mean, when she does it to Bill in Kill Bill, he talks for a good 10 minutes after that and then finally steps away and dies. So, I mean,
he could have lived his life in a wheelchair, but he was a coward.
Maybe. But he was a coward.
He couldn't take 3 steps?
Yep.
I mean, could you stretch your legs out, or is that still considered a step?
I know, right? Could he live his life in a wheelchair? I don't know.
What if he just never left the chair? Would it have been fine, you know? Have everyone bring him stuff?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or get one of those, like, stationary bicycles. So, like, he doesn't have to get out of the seat.
I guess he does, like, getting up from the chair and into the wheelchair. Is that, like, a step?
I mean, you gotta use your hands. Yeah. You gotta use your arms.
I don't know. It's
people
tough.
Do it, you know? It's, like, not that hard.
Just cut off your legs.
It is. I didn't mean to play that, but...
Yeah, to get your whole body weight without your legs helping you. Sounds tough.
Yeah.
Right? Cool.
Yeah.
Just gotta remove
just
your
to like
legs.
Balance it and figure it out, it'd probably take a while.
Oh my gosh. I can't even do it. I can't do a pull up. I always wanted to do a pull up.
You always wanted to? It's like a goal.
Well, there was the presidential fitness test.
Yeah.
In elementary school, and I never got to be red, never blue. the better color, because I couldn't do a pull-up. So I have felt like at some point I should do a pull-up.
So someday.
I'm working on it.
Someday you'll pull up, Leanne.
Pray for me.
How many times do you attempt to do pull-ups?
Yeah, I actually have done a pull-up before. But recently, none.
None times.
Recently, nunnage.
None.
The more times you attempt, the more often you will do a pull-up.
Fair enough. I mean, it's true of most things.
You're so right.
Yeah. The more times you try to go to Target, you'll go to Target.
Mm-hmm.
The more times...
Buy way more things than you need.
You try to cook a burger, you'll cook a burger. The more times you... Try to plant a plant, plant a plant.
Just like get a pull-up bar outside your door frame, and then, you know, every time you go in or out of bed, you just try and do one, and then, you know, you'll get better and better.
The thing is, Colin, is I could definitely picture someone attempting to do all those things you said and not doing them.
Exactly. I was like, you said try, and I was like, man, you're overestimating my try. I got up today and brushed my teeth. Huzzah, you know?
If you make 100 burgers and none of them taste good, then maybe you're not even, like, capable of walking around and, like, forming sentences.
No, you have to turn it on.
I mean, come on.
It only took 100 attempts. Eating raw burgers.
You don't have to eat them. Why are you eating all the raw burgers?
I gotta try them to see if I'm doing better.
Just cut it in half and find out if it's raw. And if it's raw, you don't eat that one.
Cooking 101. Always taste.
Yeah.
Always taste.
I mean, you should taste, but not if it's raw.
I've been focusing on the condiments, the toppings.
Those just come out of a bottle.
So are you guys behind that the CIA did this?
Yeah.
Or you, I mean, how else do you get cancer in the toe and then have it like?
Could be a Bobby's deal with the devil.
Yeah, cancer in the toe. How do they know that? Why couldn't they just remove the toe?
Well, they wanted to, but he didn't want to because it was against his religion, which it's like, kudos to you for holding tough to your religion. But I feel like life without a toe is doable.
Yeah, it's way better than just being gone.
I mean, yeah, it's going to suck. You're going to miss that toe. You're going to have phantom toe. Yeah. That you're gonna think it's there and it's not.
But you know, he didn't think he was gonna die.
So. That's true.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't exist.
So he was just like, well, what? So I get melanoma. I'll be melanoma man.
He could be an advocate for
it. Yeah.
Melanoma man, the worst superhero of all time. What do you do? Oh, my moles are all turning darker in your presence. Yeah, I'm not really great to ever.
I don't get invited to many parties.
I just give people a lot of melanoma.
Maybe he got abducted by aliens, you know, because if I was an alien, I'd want like a private concert with him. And then like there was just like radiation or whatever that he got.
Just got straight into his
right
toe.
Right into his toe. An exposed toe.
You know, like of all the singers and songwriters out there, I think No Woman, No Cry is probably the only song that the live version is more famous than the studio recording.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to take into account. You're getting the best of the best when you're getting
it. Needs to be live.
It needs to be live.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just spin on legend every time.
Well, he did the peace concert.
I mean,
you know?
He was.
He could well have been a leader. People grow into that. That's what you do in your 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still had a lot of life to live. That's for sure.
I mean, RuPaul said life doesn't even start till you're 40.
Thank you, RuPaul. Thank you for saying that, RuPaul.
Oh, Ru, we love you. Yeah, I don't know. I also, you know, maybe like either a deal that he made or that he's some kind of being that only had so much time. You know, you only get, he's so magical, he can only give out 36 years worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Eagle-less spreads. Well, who's to say?
Who is to say? Not I.
Not I.
Not me.
Me. Listen to me.
Tell us, yeah. Tell us what
I know. Oh.
It was me. I killed him.
What was it, Leanne? Posit your number one theory.
Well, no, I agree. He told the CIA.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
1,000%. We do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's us.
That's us.
Sneaky.
I kind of liked Colin's thing where, like, it wasn't necessarily, you know, skin cancer, but it was like some crazy like cybernetic robots or something.
Yes.
That went in and they tried to like control him so that like it could be like Manchurian Candidate type thing, and then you know, his will was too strong to be controlled by the microbots.
I'll unleash my microbots upon the world.
Not today, Satan.
Ah, no one, it's Satan.
No one pronounces
Jeez.
It right.
They told me to pick a different name. I'm so stubborn. Microbots, go!
I like that character. He's
the
fun.
Toe.
To the toe. To the toe.
To the big toe.
All I know is kind of makes me want to check my shoes. I mean, I always kind of did as a kid because I don't like spiders. And I saw this thing one time where someone put their shoe in and there was a black widow and it bit their toe and they had to like amputate their foot. So like for years I was like paranoid, always like checking my shoes. But like to check them, you got to put your fucking hand in there, which is terrifying.
I mean, like you said earlier, life without a toe is no biggie. You can lose a toe, no big deal.
The dude lost his foot. It was a black widow.
Oh, you said toe before.
Widow?
Yeah, he bit the toe.
He bit the toe, but it lost the
foot.
Full
on foot loss.
It's just like
full on
foot
loss.
The wound just kept getting bigger and bigger and enveloping the entire foot.
Yeah.
We saw those when we were heading into Australia. They're like got to look out for these brown recluse spiders. They could lose your entire arm, and they just have all this, like, documented footage of this wound getting bigger. And I'm thinking, like, why? Why not amputate or something like that? Why do you just keep letting this spider is killing you?
I'm sure that's the plan, but it, like, deteriorates, like, the skin and everything. Like,
yeah.
It dissolves your body, basically. Oh. Don't, aren't there, like, camel spiders whose bites, like, make it so you don't even feel it? So, like, you're sleeping, and then you wake up, and, like, they've eaten a good chunk of you?
I don't think so.
On a truly scary
it
episode
sounds like
of
a creepypasta. tell us what you think. Let us know what you think happened to Bob Marley. Do you think that he was a cryptid all along, or perhaps that... he had, you know, enemies in South Africa or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
tell us.
Maybe he got tired from running from people trying to kill him all the time, so...
Faked it?
Maybe. I mean, I don't think so, because...
Maybe he's hanging out with Tupac in Colombia, right? Tupac supposedly went to Colombia.
I thought he went to, like, Puerto Rico. I don't know.
They're on a farm together.
Yeah.
Making... dope ass music and releasing it and under the name Little Kiz or something like that. He's gonna be huge soon, trust me. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks for listening.